Yeah, you would hope that it would help us in some way, but I'm not too sure that there's that much difference. Last year we were pretty relaxed coming into the game as well, and luckily we treated like every other game. But I suppose this year is a long way back. You know, to lose last year was very disappointing, and I suppose the fallout from it and everything else. And at that stage, you know, people all said, you know, oh, you'll get back to that stage. But, you know, that was easy saying it, but there was a long road back. But in fairness to the boys, they put in a massive shift, come through a lot of really tough games, and to get back in the same position again. We'd hope that last year's experience will help us to some degree. But, you know, at the same time, we're going in with our eyes wide open. We know that in these games you have to play, you have to go out, and you have to perform to your best, or else you don't win. So that's our only focus is to get a really big performance, and we feel if we do that we'll be in with a great shout.
The fact, the Croke Park factor, it'll be, well, a lot of the boys have played there for Derry and St Pat's and things, but for most of them it'll be the third time, so at least they've had that.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and you know yourself that Croke Park is different, you know, for everybody. You know, it's a massive stadium, you know, there's just a different, I suppose, feel about Croke Park, and playing out in the field with the big stands around, you know, all has to change and everything else is different. So it does, and I suppose the fact we've played there before, it's not new. It's, as you say, it's not new. It's deja vu, you know. And you know that hopefully will help the boys will settle into the game hopefully early, and that we can concentrate totally on the football and nothing else.
Is it difficult to push reset this time after beating Kilmacud or not?
No, well, I don't. Again,
maybe people on the outside are hyped up, that's done and dusted. But as a group, is that difficult?
No, I don't think so. To be honest with you, and I suppose we'll only know that for definite on
when,
Sunday,
when the ball goes up.
That's it on Sunday evening. But no, I think that you know, there would have been, I suppose, a lot of talk about Kilmacud on the outside, and I suppose people, you know, put a bit of focus on the game. For ourselves, we never were looking at it as anything other than another championship game. You know, we Kilmacud last year, we said, look, we held up our hands, we said, you know, they probably deserved their victory on the day, they were marginally the better team. We were just going in, and we knew that we had to put in a better performance this time around. But it was just another game to us. It wasn't revenge or anything else. It was just trying to make sure we got a really good performance. And as soon as we won that game, then we moved on to the next championship game. And we've one left against the Bridges, and we know we just have to prepare in the same way. We have to be really focused and be ready to go to the wire again. And if we want to win, that's what we have to be prepared to do.
And on the Glen team, what you tend to notice from watching, even not over this past 2 or 3 years, even the last decade, it's like a wide spread of scores. You know, you're not relying on one person. People are popping up scores. It's not a shock to see a Glen team sometimes with 8 or 9 different scores. How important is that?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think maybe it's the way Gaelic football has evolved as well. And I think that, you know, with teams being so well set up at the back, I think depending on one forward or two forwards sometimes it's harder, because there can be a lot of people around them, and it's not so many one-on-one battles anymore. So I think that, you know, if one player or two players are blotted out, that you can get your scores from other areas, you know. But I think, in fairness to St Bridges, they're very similar, and Ben O'Carroll is obviously a really, really danger man for them. But I think the really important thing for us is to realise that there's a lot of quality as well as him. That, you know, if we focus too much on him, you know, there's an awful lot of other fellas there who do a lot of damage as well, you know. So, you know, you've Conor Hand, wing half forward, is obviously a really good player. Paul McGrath, who now has switched from defence to attack, is a good player, can score. You know, Brian Dearn, full forward. All the forwards are dangerous, you know, and Nugent in the corner. They're all dangerous players who we know if we don't really be on our game and all our defenders on our game, they can do us damage. So we just have to make sure that we're fully focused on them all.